Interesting to note that we can give a name to our fears in a way. We can try to rationalize why we are feeling some kind of anxiety or angst, if you want. But I think that it's not the end of it, and that's because I think that we are seeing the end of a paradigm. I think we are living in a paradigm shift right now, something that reminds us could remind us of the end of the Ancien Régime in a way. So we're getting from the birth of sociology to something else, which is more or less, I think, what Beck had in mind when he wrote about metamorphosis. And so I think that even this notation from Jens about the growth of the importance of the word threat and this trend has something to do with the growing perception of our of the ontologic uncertainty that we're living in. This I named in a former essay spiritual earthquake. That's to say that we are in a way trying to cope with a reality that's breaking at the seams. Why is this? Why it could be this? Because if you think about this, if you think about it, if you try to see it through, you'll see that something is common in talk shows, media discourses, perception, even in the call for papers of this session. This is the issue of division. That's to say, we are beginning to note that everywhere we look, we find things that are being divided, we find walls that are being erected, we find that something is taking the upper hand in a dynamic that should be instead more balanced, no? Should see on a part, on some part, coexistence, cooperation, solidarity with, say, which has much to do with the question of the public sphere, for instance. Well, we would note that while we talk about these things as solidarity and closeness and cooperation on a superficial level, we see instead that the hard facts are that we constantly divide things up. We divide parties, we divide nations, we divide culture, we divide cities. That's the idea I had when I thought about this intervention, and it's because, and I'm doing here a bit of publicity, we are having this midterm conference online in October about megacities and multiple risk in the 21st century. So, the fact is that we can see this division in act everywhere. And this should not be a surprise, as you can see, because if you accept the idea of a long-term continuity in our culture, you'll find that we've been dividing since the start. That's to say, we started with Plato, who told us about this fundamental division between body and soul, you know, the auriga, the charioteer, and whatever. And we've been going on this. And we got to Cartesia, to Descartes, and so we had this idea res extensa and res cogitans. And then we had the scientific revolution. And the fact that we divide it strongly between subject and object. And these are dichotomies that are giving way. Yesterday I talked about quantum mechanics as a way, as a fine way to start thinking that maybe all this stuff about division has to be reconsidered. But what I want to focus on right now is more or less the fact that we have division at the core of our paradigm. As Morin says, paradigm is also a question of a choice of the master logical operations that will be considered natural inside a culture. And we chose this junction. We chose the out-out, which is the either-or. We give no space to, overlapping continuity. We try and describe the world as being perpetually divided and mostly undergoing processes of division. And if you think about this, you'll find that everywhere we looked in the modern age, we discovered division. We discovered division when we interpreted Darwin in a competitive way, when we established that his ideas led to the idea of the war of everyone with everyone else to get the upper hand and appropriate the resources. We find this in our objective description of the economy as a continual struggle, a continual division between actors, even if in reality we see that this division leads to greater conglomerates and multinationals and oligopoles, you know. And the last step of this can be ascribed to the idea of entropy as the final division that will finally see the end of the whole world. So we've built a long tail of division, and this long tail of division couldn't be ignored when we got to living together. Of course, I'm making it, I'm cutting a long story short, so it's evident that this tendency toward division has been balanced for a long time by other kinds of cultural and emotional movements. But with the advent of modernity, I'd say that division became the one and only tool through which to understand reality and build reality. Because I'm strongly convinced that we don't describe reality, but we make it. And as we make reality, we are making a reality that's coherent with our deep choices. And so we get from the place where strangers meet, as Sennett put it in the Fall of Public Man a long time ago, to the idea of the megacity of Beck, which is where we live, or where most of the world population live nowadays. And we're seeing that the megacity, in a way, is a spatial translation of this, you know. Because the megacity should be a place where you can meet. Exactly, we started with that. We had some long-standing issues about the way in which we should meet and introduce ourselves and all the stuff you perfectly know. But the idea was to have some place where we could all live together and feel more secure. Instead, we are fragmenting our great cities. And we know, you see, there are lots of examples of these gated communities, slums, gentrified neighborhoods and gentrification processes, places where you shouldn't go and places where no one wants you to go and so on. So that's the main idea. I'm saying that the paradigm isn't something that's merely theoretical, that stays somewhere in the high sky with all the Platonic ideas and that's something that makes us do things even if we don't, if we are not aware of this. If we try to explain this in other ways, you know, if you look closely at all these examples, you'll find that it almost always there are other explanations given. That's to say, you do it for security. You want to keep the bad guys out. You do it for business because it's good for business to have much more buildings and apartments and shops and whatever, and so on. And this is in a kind of new paradigm. It has something to do about reality. What I'm criticizing, what I'm getting at, is that it doesn't exhaust the issue. There is always and also something else. That's to say, this is this famous idea that Pareto established some time ago about the idea of derivation. Yeah, no, I'm getting to the end. Thank you. And that's the idea of derivation. What is this? Is the idea of rationalizing something that is not rational in itself, that is not only rational. So we try to explain what is going on by using frames that fit within the kind of finite reality, finite section of reality that we established. But the problem is, and here I go again towards Beck, that this doesn't seem to work anymore. So perhaps it's time to try and see how these deep features of our paradigm, these ways in which we think something is natural, we find it natural to divide, to analyze, to separate, and this is not natural, it's not the only way. And perhaps the fact that the megacities are the place where the future could be shaped in different ways, as Beck had it, for instance, and I think it should be interesting to consider this, has to do with this kind of new awareness of the deep movements that, in a way, push us towards something, towards some dynamics, towards some preferable description of the world, and we should try instead to come to terms with this and try to see the world from some other standpoint. The fact, for instance, that we should seriously think about coexistence and cooperation, even if it's not the most logical thing according to our current paradigm. I thank you very much for this, for your attention.
Great. Thank you very much, Fabio. Very stimulating talk.